Today we're continuing yesterday's lesson titled The Festival of Lights. So this article is talking about the Jewish holiday of Hanukkah, and that takes place in late November or early December, depending on where it falls in the Jewish calendar. So it celebrates the rededication of the second Jewish temple in Israel after the Maccabean Jews reclaimed it from the Greeks. So that's what the holiday celebrates. And it's sometimes considered a minor holiday as far as the Jewish religion goes, but in North America, it's often celebrated as an alternative to Christmas. And we have Monica and Ross, and Monica wants to know if Ross has any plans for Christmas, and he says that he doesn't because he is Jewish, so he observes Hanukkah instead of Christmas. And Monica had no idea, and she says that she doesn't really know a lot about Hanukkah. And he wants to know if Ross could enlighten her about some of the customs and traditions about the celebration of Hanukkah. And Ross says, of course, no problem. And that on each of the 8 nights of Hanukkah, a candle is lit on a candelabra that is called a menorah. And that there are 8 different candles that represent the 8 nights of Hanukkah, but also there's a special 9th candle called a shamash, and that candle is used to light the other candles. And he explains that on the first night, 1 candle is lit, on the second night, number 2 is lit, and so on for 8 days. And Monica remembers hearing a story about Hanukkah and about how the oil lasted for 8 days instead of 1. And she wants to know if that's why Hanukkah is celebrated for 8 days. And Ross says that's one theory. And he explains the story a little bit. He says that when Judah led his people back to the temple, there was only enough oil left to burn for 1 day. But miraculously or surprisingly, it burned for 8. And he gives another legend as well. He says that there were 8 spears and that candles were placed on top of them to light the temple.
今天我们延续昨天文章讨论到关于光明节的主题。那光明节它其实就是约每年11月到12月之间它会举行的一个犹太教节日，是为了庆祝就是马加比犹太人他从希腊人手中收复了耶路撒冷，并加就是第二圣殿重新献给上帝的一个节日。但是在犹太教上面来说，这个节日可能有时候被视为是一个小节日，但是它其实跟圣诞节的时间很相近，所以就会成为另外一个就是庆祝的选择。那 Monica 就问 Ross 说你圣诞节有计划吗？那 Ross 就说没有，是因为他是犹太人，所以他庆祝的是光明节。那 Monica 就接着说他不是很知道光明节是什么，所以你可以跟我说说一下就是节日的这个习俗吗？ Ross 就很乐意的就是解释说这个节日的一些由来跟历史。他就说呢，这8天的节期里面呢，每一个晚上都会在九灯烛台上面就是点燃一根蜡烛，那最特别的那个第9根蜡烛就是母火，它会用来点燃就是其他的蜡烛，然后一晚点一根蜡烛，第二晚也点第2根，这样以此类推，为期8天。那 Monica 他就跟那个 Ross 说呢，他记得他曾经听过一个就是只能燃用一天的灯油，但是可以持续燃烧8天的故事。那他就问他说，那就是光明节为期8天的由来吗？那 Ross 就说呢，这个其实是其中一个推测。那另外一个就是推测，另外一个传说是说，当时呢有8只长矛，然后蜡烛就把放在这8只长矛上面来去点亮圣殿。Let's listen to the article for today. Let's listen to the dialogue.
What else do you do for Hanukkah? Do you have special songs that you sing, like we do with Christmas carols?So Monica wants to know what else they do for Hanukkah other than just lighting the menorah. She wants to know if they sing any special songs like we do with Christmas carols. And a Christmas carol is a traditional or religious song that people sing at Christmas. So that's part of Christmas celebrations, is singing Christmas songs, traditional or more modern ones. And Monica wants to know if the same sort of tradition exists around Hanukkah as well.
Malika 又接着问说 What else do you do for Hanukkah? 就说你们光明节还做些什么呢？ Do you have special songs that you sing like we do with Christmas carols? 就说呢，像我们唱圣诞节颂歌一样，你们也有特殊的节日歌曲吗？这边有一个 Christmas carols， 就是指像是传统的或者是现代的圣诞节颂歌。
There are some Hanukkah songs, but not nearly as many as there are for Christmas. Blessings in Judaism are sung, so we sing traditional songs as we light the menorah. It's also not uncommon for us to sing in Yiddish. I see. It's common to play games too, right? I've heard of the dreidel game before. Ross says that there are some Hanukkah songs, but there aren't quite as many as there are for Christmas, so there are a lot more Christmas carols than there are Hanukkah songs. And Ross explains that blessings in Judaism are sung. And a blessing is God's favor or protection, or a prayer asking for a favor or protection. So a blessing is also similar to a prayer. So when they do that, they sing those. So when they light the menorah, they sing the traditional songs. And also, Ross says, it's not uncommon for the Jewish people to sing in Yiddish. And Yiddish is a language that's related to German, but it is spoken by some Jewish people. So it's kind of the language that European Jewish people can speak. And Monica says, I see, so she understands. And she says that it's common to play games too, right? So she has heard that during Hanukkah it's common to play games as well. And she says that she has heard of the dreidel game before. And a dreidel is a four-sided spinning top, and you use this top and play a game during Hanukkah. So Monica has heard of the dreidel game before, and she wants to know if it's very common to play games during Hanukkah.
Ross 他回说呢 ,there are some Hanukkah songs, 就说呢是有一些光明节歌曲 ,but not nearly as many as they are for Christmas, 但不及圣诞节歌曲多。Blessings in Judaism are sung, so we sing traditional songs as we light the menorah. 就说呢，犹太教里面的祝福呢是用唱的，所以呢，当我们点燃蜡烛台的时候呢，会歌唱传统歌曲。那 blessing 在这边就是有祝福，或者是有一点像是祷告的意思。另外呢，他又接着说呢 ，It's also not uncommon for us to sing in Yiddish， 就是说呢，而且使用异地叙语歌唱也很常见。这边的 Yiddish 就是异地叙语，就是指有点类似于就是德文，但是就是犹太人使用的，所以就像在欧洲的犹太人就是会讲异地叙语。接着呢 ，Monica 他就回说 ，I see， 了解。It's common to play games too, right？ 就说呢，那玩游戏也很常见，对吧？I have heard of the dreidel game before. 就是说呢，我之前有听过陀螺游戏。这边的 dreidel 是一个名词，它是陀螺的意思。那它源自于就是异地叙语，指的就是有旋转的意思。那陀螺的外形本身是一个就是像四角柱状，那下方就会有一个尖底，上方就会有一个把柄，可以就是方便旋转。那它四面就会写的像是希伯来文的字母